This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
You've heard us talk about David Femenino, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com. Welcome in on a Friday, a gloomy Friday. Rico, if I may, we're going to jump in and we are going to attempt to do something that the other shows have not been able to do, which is spark an interest in one of the football games this weekend, but also we need to solve a problem. Because I hate to say this. I am in a good mood today. But we've got a fan base acting like a bunch of bitches, and it's got to stop. We've got a bunch of mental masturbation going on that needs to stop. We've got mental illness going around. Y'all need a therapist. It's got to stop. If your take to anything we say is, I just don't care, then just leave now. Save yourself the angst. I don't need you. But the Michigan fan base, put a little steel in your spine, as your former coach used to say. Because here's the thing with rivalries. You don't ever get to opt out of them. Now, you want to start doing your mental masturbation about ranking rivals and this year's, these are the years that mattered and these are the years that didn't. Or we won a natty and now I'm just not paying attention because I have to have copium. Here's the deal. The one word, Rico, it's grappa. You know what grappa is?
No.
It's what Italian grandmothers put in their espresso and a rifle at home and they're cold cocked by 11. Here's the deal. When you make wine, okay, you use the grapes, right?
Right.
All right. Well, what are we going to do with all those crushed grapes? We're going to throw them out? No. We're going to take those crushed grapes, and we're going to put another squeeze on them. And whatever heinous, disgusting, blinding rocket fuel that emanates from the crushed, rotted skin of wine grapes, that's grappa.
I was about to say, is that Fernet?
No. But why would I say grappa when it comes to a rivalry? Because in years like this, where neither of our teams have a pretty number next to our name, and we've both incurred some black eyes, no one's really happy with either of their teams. What rivalries are grappa. It is just the distilled last remnants. And what comes out of those grape skins is dislike. And in some cases, hate. You don't get to undistill a rivalry. You just sound like bitches. We don't do that. Now, even in years where I've said, look, you can't hurt me. I know we're going to get killed, but damn it, I want to win. Look at last year. We did a stupid Michigan-Michigan State event, for Christ's sakes. We knew we were going to lose by 50.
Yep.
You show up to play. So all I would tell you is half of you are embarrassing yourselves. This whole idea of, well, whatever, we're terrible, it's your Super Bowl. Well, first of all, no one has ever cared what you think. I don't rank rivals. I don't know another fan base that does. I've never heard a Notre Dame fan rank them. I've never heard a Texas fan rank them. You're the only fan base doing it. You can take your power ranking, roll it up nice and tight, and pound it right up your booty. It's a rivalry game, guys. And I don't know. Maybe you woke up with gas and we're your third rival or second. Maybe we're your first. Look, bottom line is, don't lie to yourself. You're watching the game. If I watched last year's 49-0 debacle, I'll be damned if you're going to call a radio station, lie through your teeth, and say you're not watching and you prefer to watch the Lions game Sunday. Because then you're not really a fan at all. And that's not gatekeeping, Rico. That's just real talk. That's honesty.
Yeah.
So I that's where we're starting today. How on earth did the morning show do a Jim Costa poll of which game are you more excited to watch? And 75% of their callers, per Jim Costa, said the Lions game over Michigan and Michigan State. You know what that is? That's copium.
No, that's, you don't want to miss a moment of the magical run that the Lions are doing it.
They're playing the most boring team on the planet with no stars. They're 12.5-point favorites. The Lions would have to be deaf, blind, drunk, and high, and blindfolded just in case to lose this game.
Here, let me summarize what you just said.
Sure.
This game is the Lions' homecoming game. If the Lions were a college team,
yes,
you would set up this game, make your alums and your fans feel better. You're more concerned about the tailgate and the food menu and the spread and all of that stuff. You're not worried about the game because you know homecoming game, that's the easiest game on the schedule. That's what the Lions have.
That is. Therefore, why are people lying?
Because you don't have to, I think you put it best, you don't have to cope. You don't have to actually deal with what's in front of you. You could just go to the Lions. That's the magical elixir. They win. It's fun. I'm used to winning. We won last year. Lions are winning now. I'm going to be a Lions fan. And when you start winning again, I'll come back.
See, that's okay. That's kind of bitchy. Because winning again suggests you've endured any losing at all. You enjoyed the three greatest years. I don't care if you cheated. You, on a personal level, who are morally bankrupt, you enjoy the three best years in the history of Michigan football. Straight up.
Yeah.
I mean, at least since black people were allowed to play. You don't get to cry like you are a Cubs fan who lost for 50 straight years.
Right.
It's seven games into a season. So I just, that is where I can't figure it out.
But here's
and John
the thing.
Jansen damn near struck Jim Costa.
I heard. I did the lounge with Cookies earlier today, and he was just like, yeah, Jansen wasn't too happy. When I brought up the fact, he's like, well, I want to experience the Lions. He was like, really? You went to Michigan?
That's copium. John played in this rivalry.
You know what this is? For us, Mike, and maybe this is something that Spartan fans can relate to, after the three magical years of 13, 14, and 15, followed by 3-9, an immediate nosedive right off the cliff.
I'm sorry, did we opt out of that game against U of M?
No.
No, I wanted to beat them badly.
No, and it came down to, the Peppers took the two-point conversion back. So, yes, I understand exactly where you're coming from.
It's just weird to me. So that's where I wanted to start the show today. Have a little fun. Because to me, I just don't know how you opt out of it. I don't care. My team's been bad plenty of years in the rivalry. And just because I don't love college football the way I used to, it doesn't mean I have lost any love for wanting to beat Michigan. I don't like the stuff that surrounds the game. I don't like dealing with any of you. But the reality is, like, college football, the advantage you have over the NFL is rivalries. Oh, I'm sorry, did Oklahoma fans opt out of the Red River? Are Florida fans not going to be amped to beat Georgia? And they're not even Georgia's biggest rival. The point is, like, this is what I can't stand about you people. So you have mental illness. You'll do all this mental gymnastics. You'll tie your balls in a knot. Whatever you got to do to try to make yourself feel better. And the rest of us are sitting out here going, the hell's wrong with them?
Right.
2 + 2 = 4. Why are they doing the Pythagorean theorem? It's Michigan, Michigan State. You played a damn game. It sucks to lose. Full stop. My team's not any good. You think I'm going to be happy to lose to U of M? No. And I'm not going to make it to Super Bowl if we beat them. I don't want to lose the game. I simply strongly prefer to win this game versus lose it. And in a season where MSU's not going to win a championship or anything else, and it looks like you're not either. If anything, grappa. We've distilled the rivalry right back to what it should be about. We don't like you, and you don't like us. Grappa.
Grappa.
Squeeze the grapes.
That's the word of the
Michigan
day.
Fans are squeezing their grapes in a whole different way than I'm talking about. Because these people, David, your fan base got some mental problems.
By the way, nice hat.
I like your hat, David. I really do.
I've been trying to find it for a long time.
I hate your school, but I like your hat.
Finally got delivered.
David is wearing the cartoon Wolverine that I wish they'd put on a special helmet for Michigan.
I have been saying that for the longest. If they rock that helmet,
Navy face mask,
and this,
that little friendly guy with his little hat on the side.
Yeah, a little Michigan Navy cap.
And you know what you do? You sell the helmets and you donate them to cancer research at the U of M hospital. Nobody could be upset.
The helmets
would fly off the shelves at auction, and it would be honestly, Navy jersey, Navy pants, the Navy helmet.
Do you know how many people told me where to go and it wasn't home when I suggested that Michigan? Of course, you guys, which you're changing hell. This is tradition. I'm like, guys, that's a sweet logo that you guys just don't use.
Sorry, guys. Tradition goes out the window when I got USC Rutgers 11 o'clock tonight on Fox.
You mean Cal and Florida State?
Just leave it alone. What is your thought on what we've just described? And if you think I'm off base, go ahead. But I can't believe what I've heard on this station the last 2 days.
I'm going to be honest. I do believe that it happens on both sides. Not with you two, but I do believe it happens on both sides. When Michigan State is down, I do believe there are some Michigan State fans out there that opt out and say they don't care and they don't want to watch.
Not wanting to watch is different than saying I'm not. Or whatever. No, like you want to beat your rival.
I always want to beat my rival because I live with you guys. I work with you guys. I don't want you to have the advantage over me for a year, the bragging rights for a year.
Right, 2012.
I never want that.
2012, we couldn't score in a whorehouse. You don't think I wanted to win? 2007, we had a first-year head coach. We weren't any good. You don't think I wanted to win? I mean, like, that's the problem I don't understand. You guys have been so good the last 3 years. That at the first sign of adversity, you're just going, it's not a ride. I don't want things in pepperoni. And I'm like,
I think many of the fans that are doing that are not real Michigan fans. They jumped on the bandwagon during the run of the playoff and the run for the national title. And they're not true Michigan fans, blue and blue. When I mean you're diehard and you game in, game out, you're in this and you do not want to lose to Michigan State. You never want to lose to Ohio State. Those are not real fans that are saying they're not interested in this game.
All right, here's my one thing. I don't want to do the real fan thing, Rico. I don't know what constitutes a real fan.
That's fair.
My whole thing is...
It's weak, though. I'll tell you that. It's weak.
Okay, it's clown behavior when you're opting. Like what? You're not going to watch the Ohio State game? Let's say Michigan is bad. You're 5-6 headed into the last game and you're 28-point underdogs. Well, you're not going to watch the game? It's not going to hurt to lose to OSU?
In the years we were losing to them, year after year after year after year, I still watched that game, even believing we had no shot to beat Ohio State.
Heck, me and Evan left our tailgating event last year and walked over to Spartan Stadium for the bloodbath. Like, all right, Evan, let's see how long we can stay in this game. Chair drop.
I got you.
But we stayed. We stuck around. We had... Maybe a miracle could happen, but it didn't.
You don't have to care. Like, look, I don't care the way I used to care about the sport, but the Michigan game, just because I don't like where the rivalry's at on and off the field, it doesn't mean I opt out of the game. There's no scenario that this game won't hold importance as a fan at any point in my life. Even when I leave radio and I largely stop watching sports, I will always watch this game. Always. It's a laugh factory for Michigan fans who can't deal in reality, but that's never been their strength. They're used to the media bending reality for them, and then when that doesn't work, they just go into their own delusion land and bend it themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, enjoy the win. It's your Super Bowl. Huh? Okay. I don't care. I mean, that's like saying, you hit the lottery. Good for you. Yes, it is. What do you want? We're not any good, but of course we want to beat you idiots. And I don't even know if that's happening. 248-539-9797. That's the worst part. Michigan fans are acting like they're 30-point underdogs. You're 4.5-point favorites, you cowards. Seriously.
Mike, I'm with you.
Now I'm yelling at him for no reason. What is happening here? Damn it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All right, people want to talk. I'm here for it. And just understand something. Outside looking in, right? You guys realize you're still favored to win this game? And you're acting this way? I'm not approaching this that State's winning. I'm very nervous about the game and that I don't know if my quarterback play-to-play will throw the ball to the same team. But this idea, my God, what would happen to you, God forbid, if you were 9.5-point underdogs? What's the term people like to use? Snowflakes? My goodness, people. Good heaven. Like, I'm a Giants fan. We've had nine losing seasons in 11. I have the ability to say I no longer can do this. That's 160 games of pain, not six.
Yeah, it was the rapid decline. They weren't ready for that. They thought, you know what? It's sustainable. It's why Georgia, years they don't win a national title, still a good team. Bama, still a good team.
Well, there is one other thing.
Go ahead.
No, I don't need to. Damn well know what it is.
What does it rhyme with?
Beating. No, David, ticket text coming in. And once again, David, you win the hat today. You win the award, A+.
I've been searching high and low for this one. Finally,
it's nice.
Found it.
It really is. If it was navy blue, is the only way it'd be nicer.
I found a gray one. Didn't like that one. That's not their color, so whatever. Not even going to watch the game on Saturday, Mike. Got my natty last year. College football's dying. If y'all win, enjoy it. Weak. Lifelong Michigan fan.
Must be. Hey, huge cat fan.
Lifelong Michigan fan. College football is dead for me, so I'd much rather watch the Lions.
It's dead. No, killed it, you son of a... Are you kidding me?
College football is not dead because if anything, you can say what you want about the 12-team playoff. Other than, Oregon, everybody else is trying to make a case to get in there. So normally, we would be done. We would be talking about four or five teams. We're talking about a bunch. Oh. So the fact that you're not in that discussion means it's dead. College football is not dead. Okay? I know you guys think I killed it. Ooh. More exciting than ever.
Go ahead, David. These are your people.
As a Michigan fan, I don't understand the weak-minded coming from our side. This is rivalry week for a reason. Let's enjoy the game and treat it as such.
Right. It's just like 2012 or 2016. There have been some off-brand years in this thing.
Michigan-Michigan State isn't a rivalry, guys. Not a real one. Any rivalry that's played in October isn't real. And when neither side cares about this game, it's not real.
Well, that's you projecting.
Texas. Texas, Oklahoma.
Yeah. I guess it's not a real one. It's played in October.
Okay. By the way, it's also an even split over the last 20 years, 10-10. It feels rivalry to me. Just saying.
I'm a Michigan alum. Hate Sparty more than the Buckeyes because I know a bunch of Sparties and they all run their mouth. Michigan doesn't take it personal for whatever reason, and I don't understand, but I take it personal.
That's fine. I don't really care how they take it. I just laugh when you think that's an opt-out, like you're going to hit the fan portal like a Dr. Pepper commercial. It's ridiculous. Let's go to the people. See what everybody's got to say. Jake has held patiently. Jake, you're batting leadoff. What's going on, buddy?
How you guys doing? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Jake. What's going on in your world? What do you got? Hey.
Yeah, so here's my thing. As a Michigan State diehard, you know, every time that we go into this game and we're double-digit favor or double-digit underdogs, 21-point underdogs, whatever, in my mind, I pretend not to care. But I know damn well the minute the ball kicks off, I'm going to be in my couch. I'm going to get – my blood's going to start boiling, and I'm going to really want to beat them.
That's right.
And then when we lose, it hurts, right? Like, even last year, you know you're going to get drilled going into that game. You get drilled, you leave the game, and you're like, well, that sucked. My problem with the Michigan people is this week it's radio silence. No one cares about it. You know, they pretend like it's over. They're on to basketball season, whatever their excuse is. But my real problem is if Michigan wins on Saturday, they're all going to be back. My phone's going to be lit up with people talking crap, little brother this, little brother that. And it's going to be like you can't have it both ways. You can't care if you win and talk crap. And then on the other side, if MSU wins, then it's no big deal. We got a natty. On to football season, let's watch the Lions. Like that's a problem I have.
And you have every right to. I mean, Jake, you got to understand, the Michigan fan, they've always had it both ways. Think about this.
Right.
Why are we sitting here and treating Florida State so differently than Michigan? Oh, Michigan, it's right. The players left. No, how about the idea is the cheating stopped, the coach is a dirtbag, they all had to leave, and they are an embarrassment this year. But the media won't say it. Even you got right. National pundits who will firebomb teams for losing a game, and then I still got to listen to Joel Klatt's dumbass apologize for U of M up until this week.
I was about to say he changed that tune this week.
Right, and it's the same with the cheating. My thing with the Michigan cheating is like, sure, enjoy your natty. I'd do the same thing if it was MSU. The only thing I want a Michigan fan to admit is if that was us doing it, or if that was Ohio State or Alabama, whatever. They would be throwing a fit. They wouldn't be, oh, nothing. It was just a rogue staffer. No big deal. Like, it's just insane. So
that's what I say. Jake, that's why I use the term. It's mental masturbation. These people are out of their minds, Jake. They're insane.
Yeah. I'm stealing that one for the group chat later. Have a good one, fellas.
No problem, Jake. But that's the truth. Mm-hmm. I told him, enjoy it now. You're not going to like what happens after. I gave him a warning all spring. Now, I was considered negative at 8-4. But I said, you're not going to like what happens after, but enjoy it now. But you don't get to tell people, you don't get to tell us to respect it. But it's insane to me. It's like, okay, so neither of our teams are great shakes. Doesn't matter. I live with these people. I want to win the game.
What? And all this talk I've had this week of, oh, you know what? This would be for Michigan State's program. Good for. I don't want you to have good.
No,
I don't want
exactly.
you to win this game and have good.
David, you sincerely hope that MSU has structural failure while playing at your place. You hope ours falls down. That's what a rivalry is. And that's why I respect you.
I buy Nick Marsh. Take the money elsewhere.
Let's go to Scott. 97.1. Scotty, what's up, bud?
Hey, guys, I think you guys are insane. I'm a Michigan grad. My best friends are state grads. And I'm telling you what, if we lose this game, this next year is going to suck.
Yes.
So,
good man, I like you.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know why some Michigan fans, I didn't hear this morning's discussion. But I tell you what, me and my best friends, we go round and round no matter who's good, who's bad.
That's right, because it's a rivalry and it's fun. And that's, I mean, Scotty, that's what it's supposed to be. But the 8 hours preceding our show on this station, that's what we've heard. Yesterday we did a topic. We talked about which program needs this more. You have Michigan fans who can't even partake in the same conversation, and they're going, it means nothing to anybody because we won things. And I'm like, wait, what?
No one cares about the season anymore.
I'm like, no, I think Sharon needs this win because things are getting pretty nasty.
I do too.
Yeah, I
think Michigan needs this win more than you guys.
I kind of agree with you because I also don't think, Scotty, it's not like the old days. I don't know that winning a rivalry game can turn a tide and get your program back. I don't think win or lose, MSU will be greatly affected by this game. in the big picture. Now, will we be more happy? Yes, that's just my opinion. I know, Rico, you disagree a little bit.
I think indirectly it would, because I think at that point, I think a lot of the boosters and donors who kind of bailed on the program after what happened with Tucker would start to warm back up and say, hey, you know what?
Okay, good point. Point for Rico. I can't argue with that. David, why are you making that hand gesture? It's very offensive. What is the issue?
I want Aiden Childs to also take the money and leave.
Okay. You're a real problem. Okay, we're 27 minutes in.
I'll calm down.
Everybody can be Davis Warren.
248-539-9797. We'll get with more of the people. We got the prop bets coming up. We got a lot to do today. And we are asking a question different than the morning show. And it's just, how could you possibly care more about Lions Titans than this? That is ass backwards to me. All right, we do it every week at this time. We will get back to the phones. But right now it is time. It's time for the Prop Bet Casino. All right, let's get it. Let's go. Prop bet time, boys.
Congratulations, Michael.
That's 4 out of 5, by the way.
I'm on
fire in this stupid segment.
It's that birthday boy right there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right.
Let's see if I can make it 5 out of 6.
Okay.
What do we got?
Let's start off in Ann Arbor. Over under Khalil Mulling rushing yards, 91.5.
I got to go under. I do think both teams are going to do a pretty good job stopping the run here. And again, Michigan using two backs. I'm going to say under.
Dono.
Man, that's, what was the number again, Rico?
91.5.
91. That seems like,
ooh,
so.
Ooh,
that's such a good number. Ooh, I'm going to go under as well.
David.
My belief for this game is they have to run the ball more to win the game, but your defensive line is really good. So I'm going to go with hope, and I'm going to go with over.
I was about to say, David, I was told you don't fight me and Mike enough. I think that Dono will have more yards because it's a little more personal for him because he's from the state of Michigan. So I'm going to go under as well. Michigan QB1. This is what I'm down to. I don't know, but let's just say it's Davis Warren.
Okay.
Over under passing touchdowns, 0.5.
Okay, so the total for the game is now down to like 38. It's a low-scoring grudge match, according to Vegas. I'm only saying under, not out of negativity, but because I think points are going to be so sparse. I'll say under.
I'm going to say over because if State jumps out to an early lead, they're going to need to throw it around just a little bit more.
How are we jumping out to an early lead?
It's possible.
QB1.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Kenny as well. If you happen to get a lead, we're going to have to pass the ball.
You guys have more faith than I do. I'll tell you what. You need to show me our O-line actually holding up against that front of yours.
Maybe you're the cat enthusiast then, huh?
No, I'm a realist. There's a difference.
I'm going to go under. I think if Michigan scores, it's going to be based off of the run. So I'm going to say that any touchdown that Michigan has will be
Sparty.
A rushing touchdown.
Okay.
Aiden Childs passing yards over under 167.5.
Over, or State will get blown out. I mean, there's just no scenario they're surviving without him throwing for over 200 yards. I'll say over.
Yeah, I expect this game to be not a blowout, so I'll say over as well.
I would love for this game to be a blowout Michigan side, but it's not, so over.
I mean, David, if you don't feel like he's throwing for 160, go for it. I'm not mad at you.
I don't think that he will hit 167.5 because, Mike, no. I think that Aiden Childs may do more damage in the game running with his legs, not necessarily passing.
He's playing chess over here. We're just playing checkers. Excuse me.
Dono, anytime touchdown, 0.5.
No. I don't accept this. Yes. If I'm saying no to the quarterback, I'm going to have to double down on the running backs. Yeah, I'll say yes.
I'm going to say no because I said yes to the quarterbacks.
Wow. We're really effed on this one, aren't we?
Yeah. Well, again, I go back to what I said for Mullings. They're going to have to run the ball more, which is going to give him an opportunity. So, yes, I'm going to say yes, over.
For Dono, not Mullings.
Yes.
So, Dono scores a touchdown.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I think he gets one as well. So I'm going to go over. Montori Foster, touchdown. Anytime touchdown, over under 0.5.
This is going to sound stupid. Guys, I feel like he's been open all season. Yeah. It's a matter of whether Aiden can hit him. I don't know what they're doing to scheme him up. I don't know if it's just because Marsh is taking more to coverage. And your secondary, even with Will Johnson, if I get Foster away from Will, much less if Will doesn't play, yeah, I could see him catching one. I'll go over. Somehow he's open. He's our Cooper Kupp.
See, Mike, you're not wrong. Your eyes are not fooling you. It is every game he is wide open. Every game I've watched, the BC game, the Oregon game, the Ohio State game, he is open.
He's open. It's just a matter of whether I can get in him.
So I'm going to go over as well.
Didn't he get in against Iowa? I'm pretty sure he did. Right?
He caught
the touchdown. I'll say over. Yeah.
Okay. We'll go clean sweep there. Over.
Nah, that's got no hope of happening now.
Combined turnovers for both teams. Over, under, 3.5.
Just statistically speaking, I'll go over. That's fumbles, interceptions, all of it, right?
Yes, turnovers.
Over. I'll go over.
I was leaning under, but in a rivalry game,
right,
it feels like.
Turnover on downs, we'll conclude those too. Because those are turnovers.
Oh, okay.
No.
We won't.
Oh.
We won't.
In a rivalry game, I think anything can happen. I'll take the over.
All right, so I'm going to go with your premise on QB1 being Davis Warren. And I'm going to say under.
I'm going to say under simply for the fact that I think both teams are going to be taught, do not turn this ball over in this game. They'll have turnovers. It just won't be four. More receiving yards, Loveland or Marsh?
Marsh. I think Holston Loveland's awesome, but you can bracket a tight end. You can do things with him that are, it's
hard. He's like Cooper Kupp.
I get it. I hate their quarterbacks. With Aiden and Marsh, teams have tried taking him away. And Norm Parker couldn't find a way to take him away last week. Pardon me if I respect Norm more than Wink. I'm going to go Marsh.
We don't even know who Michigan's quarterback's going to be. So I'm going to say Marsh just based on principle.
Well, let's just hypothetically say it's a city in Michigan. Warren.
Marsh.
Okay.
I'm going to go Loveland.
Shocking.
I'm going to go Marsh for the same reason of Dono. State of Michigan kid is going to mean more. Top 25 upsets. Over, under, 3.5.
How many total matchups?
17.
Well, I know UCF's beaten BYU, so that's one. All right, roll it. Yeah, I'll go over.
I feel like I always go over on this one, and I feel like I'm most of the time right. Perhaps I'll go over.
What a feeling.
Yes.
You said 3.5. Arnie, yeah, I'll go over.
I'm going to go under, just because I'm trying to catch up and not let Mike win.
Wait a second.
What is going on here? Tim Patrick, touchdown on Sunday, over under 0.5. No J-Mo.
I'm going to go under because Khalif Raymond's going to get one.
Yeah, he might have a key reception, but not a touchdown, under.
I'm going to go under. Allen Robinson's going to get one.
Okay. Oh, my.
You guys do not believe in him. Okay. Over under Jared Goff incomplete passes. This is now going to be a thing for
me.
Over under 5.5.
Over. He's on a wholly unsustainable pace, and the Titans defense is actually not terrible. I'll go over.
I'm going to go under. Maybe it's sustainable just one time. Oh, just one
Kenny,
time.
Kenny, I'm with you. I'm going to go under as well because I think he's going to be on that J.J. McCarthy. I'm only going to throw the ball 15 times.
Yeah, I think he's going perfect again, so I'm going to go under.
Both, yes or no, Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery each score a touchdown.
Yes, absolutely.
No.
No.
Yes.
Damn it. He's doing the spite thing.
St. Brown, receiving yards, over under 71.5.
Over. He will be more of a focal point, and just on targets alone, chain mover, first down maker.
Yep, target, yak, over.
I like that.
Under.
What?
It'll be LaPorta.
You're a problem.
I'm a real problem.
Florida still needs a breakout game.
All right, last couple. Jared Goff interceptions, over under 0.5.
Under. MVP.
Under.
Under.
I'm going to go over.
Oh, there he is. There's the old deflator. All right, last one.
DeAndre Hopkins, touchdown, over under 0.5.
For the Chiefs.
For the Chiefs.
Okay, I want to make sure people understand you're not saying he still plays for the Titans.
Right, for the Chiefs. Sorry. Yes, for the Chiefs.
I'm saying under just because it takes more than a week to be integrated and to play a big role. Playing percentage.
Unless you're in Buffalo.
Okay,
hey,
then.
Where do I line up? Right there. Okay.
Touchdown.
If this were any other year's Chiefs, I'd say over because, of course, it is and it has to work that way. But this year, Pat Mahomes, not vintage. I'll say under.
Red zone, over.
I'm thinking, yeah, welcome to Kansas City. Here's your touchdown. Here you go.
You're going to gain like 7 games on me this week.
Or I just keep falling.
And that is the Prop Bet Casino. All right, we do it every week at this time. We'll get to your phone calls momentarily. We bring on Derek Stevens from Circa Las Vegas. Derek, how you doing, buddy?
All good, all good. Big week here in football. We're all excited here.
Yeah, we got action-packed with all sports. I do want to start selfishly, just real quick. World Series. Where's the majority going here, Yankees, Dodgers? I have a...
Money's coming in on both game one as well as the series. The money's coming in on the Dodgers.
Ah, damn it. Thanks a lot, Derek. I'll talk to you next week.
You know, it just means it's going to be more money for you to win, Mike.
When damn
Yankees
it.
Win.
All right, go ahead, Rico. So,
all right, Derek, to explain to me this Michigan State game taking place in Ann Arbor. The line has kind of been going crazy. It's been as low as 3.5. It's gotten up to, I've seen 6.5. What's going on with this game?
Yeah, it's kind of settling in right now. We're hanging a 4, and at 4, we're getting pretty good two-way action. Because this is a night game, this is going to be a highly wagered game out here in Vegas. But it looks like 4 is kind of where it's settling in. And I can't say at this point there's anything that's going to indicate whether the line's going to go up or down from now. It's really going to come down to, will there be any news or anything new that comes out later on tonight information-wise?
One thing I have noticed, Derek, and I don't quite get it, the total is plummeting. I mean, this thing is now at, what was it, 38.5 this morning? I mean, what is going on where it's all under? I mean, what is this going to be, 10-7?
Yeah, we haven't seen an under like this. I mean, look, they're setting this thing up like they're putting a line on the mud ball here, you know, with Fidel's playing SAE earlier in the day. It's a low total. That's kind of what's happening in the game right now.
It's crazy. All right, let's go to the NFL. Lions, one of the biggest, maybe the biggest line of the week. I think I saw 12 this morning when I was recording earlier. My question is this, Derek, and we talked briefly about it last week. You're getting to a point here in mid-October where you're seeing lines you would normally see in December, 12.5, 11.5. Like, are you struggling to make these lines big enough for some of these teams?
Well, you know, it's been an interesting year. I mean, there was really only one double-digit favorite going into last weekend in the NFL, and that's unheard of. And that's what's caused so much chaos in wagering this particular season. I think now what we're really seeing is we're seeing the bad teams are starting to show up. You know what you have with the Titans. You know what you have with the Panthers here. So I think really to get these double-digit favorites, you really have to have the bad team show up. It's really to play against more so than a play for. So the Lions happen to be in that situation. So, yeah, we're currently at 11.5. We were flip-flopping between 11.5 and 12. I think you're going to start seeing more double-digit favorites going forward in the next month or so because these bad teams are really showing that they're bad or they're going to start selling off, things like that. You got a few other teams that are going to be real close to that. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen with the Raiders. I mean, Raiders started to sell. You might have 4 or 5 really bad teams showing up here.
Talking with Derek Stevens, and Derek, I guess I'm thinking the Panthers must be bad because they're playing the Broncos, and it's not like the Broncos are world beaters, but 10.5 point underdogs? Like,
to a rookie quarterback.
Right. Like, how? Wow.
Yeah. I agree completely. I mean, when on earth would we ever think we'd see the Broncos as a double-digit favorite in the NFL this season? I mean, that just goes to show how bad the Panthers are.
All right, quick note before we depart. Survivor, where are we at? I'm fascinated how quickly it's eroded, how crazy the league's been. What do you got left?
Yeah, from 13,200 down to, a couple weeks ago, 221. Then we had a calm week, went down to 216. Only two people got knocked out last week. So Circus Survivor is currently standing at 214 remaining Circus Survivors for that 13.2 million.
Only two. Yeah, you're going to have a chaos week. You're going to see half these people disappear in 1 week. You know that's coming.
I mean, it could be. I got a feeling, like Rico, you said like Denver. I think Denver is going to be the major selection this week because when else would you ever use Denver? But yet it's Denver.
No, Derek, I was just about to say, this is your week for the Broncos right now.
Derek, appreciate it as always. We will talk to you next week. We are in the sports solstice. We got a zillion things going on. We'll talk to you next week.
Great to talk to you guys.
Thanks,
take care.
Derek.
I see you,
bye
Derek.
Bye. All right, it's Derek Stevens from Circa.
Now I'm thinking, Broncos Nation, let's ride.
Let's ride. David, a couple ticket texts. I'll get back to the callers as we await TJ Lang's arrival.
Someone says mental masturbation. Awesome choice, Mike. Awesome choice.
What other terminology would you use for Michigan fans trying to spin their way in this game? It's like, no, hold on. Just watch the game. And if you win, it's fun. And if you lose, it sucks. It's just a very 2 + 2 = 4. These people are doing like Albert Einstein equations. It's like, no, the game does mean something. The game meant something to Spartans last year, and we were terrible and knew you were cheating. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, it's called being a fan. You don't have to be weird about it.
You know what? Here's the thing. Game meant something to them as well. Not on the path of winning the national title. Look how many points. Look how they won. You can't sit here and tell me, well, you're not a rival. Game doesn't matter. You went out of your way to embarrass this team. You don't do that for just any team.
Well, I'm not even mad about it.
I'm not mad either, but it's just one of those, well, you know, it doesn't really matter. Like, no, you don't do that's Northwestern. You just kind of call the dogs off and say, okay, enough. You didn't. And I'm okay with that, by the way. But you can't have it both ways.
Very true. Someone says, I'm a Michigan State fan. Of course, I'll be watching both games. But I have to be honest, watching the Lions sounds more exciting to me, even though they're playing a garbage opponent.
But let me ask this question, mystery Lions fan. What is exciting about beating the drum of a horrible team? You might get a quarter, maybe a half of football. But you don't hate the Titans. You don't even think about the Titans. The Titans aren't even an NFL franchise in your world. Now look at Michigan State. Go back to 2012. That game was two defenses destroying each other. And it was a 12-10 final at the gun. The whole point I'm making is you hate your opponent. And even if you want to play pretend on the radio or in your group chat that you don't care or that you're not our main rival, I don't care. You guys, again, mental masturbation. You do whatever you like. Guys, Sunday is empty. The Lions are going to win. And you don't even care. You know what kills me with Tennessee, Rico? They don't even have interesting players. Mm-mm. It's like taking Kenny to an art museum. He just stares at the wall. He doesn't even know what he's looking at. Right. That's Titans football. What am I watching here?
Their best player, you're sitting there. I mean, really, think about this.
I just don't think you're cultured, Kenny. I just don't think an art museum is where you'd
end up. Okay, then just say that then and just get the insult right out of the way nice and early.
You know what, Kenny? You would love the DIA. I was down there about a month ago.
Can you imagine Kenny at the Louvre? Anybody got any zins?
Kenny, you have culture.
Is there a beer cart here? Kenny, that's the Mona Lisa. Any taquitos in the hot roller?
That's the Mona Lisa.
Why is this lady looking at me strange? Kenny, it's Mona Lisa.
Why is this dude naked? That's David.
Not me. Oh, not me.
Not that David.
Not me. Whoa.
It's the statue, David. Can you imagine if they replaced it? I quit. Go ahead, David, and then we'll get to the people. We got TJ coming in. A lot to talk about.
I'm a Buckeye fan. I am openly booing at the radio with these cat enthusiast scum fans, Adam in Toledo.
Yeah, they're a weird group, man. But that's why I let David speak for them. They're his people. This is your flock, buddy.
Yeah, sure they are. Yep.
What do you want me to say?
Sure they are. We'll be one at game time at 7:30. Right now, we're not one.
So you just need to know who the QB is.
It's going to be Davis Warren.
No, we're going to lose regardless who the quarterback is.
Do you feel better?
David, how can you say that you're favored?
Because we turn the ball over.
And we do too.
We can't move the ball.
And neither can we.
Yes, you can. Okay. You can throw it deep and get a score. We can't.
You don't know that. What if Davis Warren uncorks a couple of big ones? State's got a 9-man box. Maybe Angelo Gross falls down because he's terrible. Touchdown.
Overthrown.
It's not nice.
So that'd be Aiden Childs overthrowing. Foster again.
That's more you know what? Maybe it's Samaj Morgan. He gets up and does the first down.
Kenny.
And Michigan's down 25.
Don't worry. Makari Page will give up something.
Kenny, are you even watching this game? Like as our SEC?
Oh, no, he is.
Yeah, I'm watching. I actually set up my whole day around.
Kenny has a plan.
I have a caper.
He's about to pull off an Ocean's 11 con.
Can I hear about it next?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I don't even know if TJ will be on time. Let's do this. I'm excited about this. A caper? Does it involve your girlfriend?
Yeah, it does.
Are we moving her stuff out?
We're not doing that. Yeah. Let's get the cat out first. One step in front of the other.
You moving your stuff out?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.